April 13, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Who is my family? Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask that you show your holiness, your love, and your power through me. Read Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 34. Jesus accused by his family and by teachers of the law. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul. By the prince of demons he is driving out demons." So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. Truly I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying, "He has an impure spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Reflect. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free." What does that freedom mean to you? From what has Jesus freed you? Jesus is such good news, isn't he? Already, this far into his story, there have been several instances in which he has freed someone from an impure spirit, and that is one of the tasks he has assigned to his inner circle. However, in today's episode, the teachers of the law say that he is the king of all evil, and that's what gives him the power to order these spirits around. Jesus answers their accusations with parables, saying that he is not an agent of Satan, but rather the one who will overcome him and plunder his house, even one soul at a time. Jesus' family thinks he is out of his mind. He had left the family business to travel from place to place for ministry. He is undaunted by murderous religious and political leaders. He has picked questionable disciples as companions, and he does not seem to be taking care of himself. When told that his mother and brothers are looking for him, Jesus' response must encourage all who trust in him. Those who do God's will are members of his family. They are his brothers and sisters. Our families and those close to us might also misunderstand when Jesus calls us to follow him. For some, following Jesus can be costly. But those with faith in Jesus have been gifted with a spiritual family. When faced with opposition, we can have courage, knowing we belong to a family grounded in God's love and purpose. Apply. How committed do you feel to the family of believers? What could you do to enhance that commitment or express it more? Closing prayer. Father, thank you for the family you have given me in Christ. Please help us to do your will in ways that draw to you those who do not yet know you.